What's good, everybody? This is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. The Culture Referee, and I'm here to talk to you about Tulos Distribution. They are one of the most technologically advanced distributors in music. They distribute to more stores than any of the distributors around. They distribute, they give you 100% of your royalties. They only charge you $3 a month, and you have an instant option to get an advance from these guys. So if you're watching this and you want to be in the music business and you're trying to figure out how to get help, I'm here to tell you, go to Tulos.com and use the word GODS as your coupon code, and you get the first 3 months free.
Go.
Hey, what's up? It's your girl Tamara, a.k.a. Girl from Harlem.
It's your cousin Juju.
And this is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. The Culture Referee. And this is The God Show.
Let's get it.
And before we get started, I just want to shout out our sponsors, Yoko Vaca. Shout out to our sponsor, Tote and Carry. Shout out to our new sponsor, Tulos Distribution. Okay. Let's get into it.
Love that. You got to introduce our guests. The people got to know who's here.
Like, subscribe, share everything. I know. Like, subscribe, share everything. I'm really excited about our guests, so I kind of want to just get right to it. Because most of the time, I'm asking questions and I usually know the answers. But this guy right here, what we do at the God Show and even with our Dreamers community is we want to teach the people how to make money. But the most important thing is, as a person that has made money, is how to invest it, save it, and keep it. And that is what this show is about. So today, Tamara, today, cousin Juju, we have a very special guest, business coach, Durain Delavante. Let's go.
Delavante.
And the best part about it is that Juju is already a fan. Juju was like, yo, he knows.
He knows everything.
So I'm like, bro. So
boy, not to keep a bag. Not to get to the bag.
So Durain, first of all, welcome to the Blue Couch.
Thank you very much.
You coming. And what we did with this show was, for me, you know, I wanted to do a show where we gave people the information on how to not just win, but continuously win and never look back, right? So introducing you to our audience is incredible because everybody in our audience wants to make money. But people don't understand making money is not as hard as saving it, as keeping it. And you know I ain't lying, right? So how'd you get into being a business coach? Like, how do you get the balls to say, I'm a business coach now.
All right. So first of all, we got to start with who I am, right?
Yep.
So my name is Durain Delavante. I'm your favorite consumer law expert and business coach. I teach people how to repair, rebuild, restore their own credit using consumer law. I also teach credit repair business owners and other business owners how to scale their businesses using four key principles: lead generation, lead conversion, client ascension, and continuity. Those four key principles can scale any business 1,028% off the rip. So as it pertains to being a business coach and being a consumer law expert, credit is one of those things that it affects every facet of a person's life. And the thing about it is, it's a whole secret until you become an adult. It's like the best kept secret until it slaps you in the face when you go apply for something and then you remember that you got this credit card in high school or back in college, and you forgot about it, but then it's been on the report, and now you go apply for something, like you finally get a six-figure job, I need to get a home, because that's what they tell you, right? Go to school, get a job, get a house, and you get hypnotized by society, so then when you go get it, you can't get approved, then you find out you got a collection, like,
yes.
Ain't that something? But for me, I wasn't born here. So
where were you born?
The luxury that you guys have, I didn't have it. I was born in Jamaica.
Okay.
Right? So I lived there for 20 years, and then I decided to take a chance on me and leave everything I knew to come to this country. The issue with a lot of people is they don't trust themselves enough to bet on themselves. And that's why a lot of people don't start. They want to wait till they get everything perfect. Done is better than perfect, because perfect never gets done. That's one of my mentors tell me, Derek Harper. Like, people wait.
Derek Harper. I know Derek Harper.
They always try to figure out everything before they do it. Just do it, bro. You're going to figure it out on the way. So at an early age, I recognized that just go and do it. You'll figure it out. And how you do anything is how you do everything. I decided to bet on me, I went all in, left my whole country, came here, and I just went all in on myself.
So what made you want to do that? Anytime I meet somebody that does something like very niche, I always like, what made you want to do that? Like, what was the moment where you felt like, I can make a career out of this?
All right, cool. So coming here to America, right? I started working at Dairy Queen. I was making like $7.25. It was pretty cool. The coldest I've ever been in my entire life. Left and came to New York. Came into New York now, my first snowstorm. So I was cold again. It was wild. That year, 2010 was wild. Saw snow for the first time in the Big Apple, right? Mm-hmm. So in New York, no, I got a job at Five Guys. Shout out to Five Guys, you know. I was the best fry cook on the line, shaking them baskets 19 times, making the best Cajun fries ever, all right? Right. Mm-hmm. So shout out to them for giving your boy a chance. And after that, I joined the military. Mm-hmm. I joined the military.
The U.S.?
Yes, U.S. Army.
Not the U.S.
No, I'm serious. Oh, I didn't know you from Jamaica. I didn't know that. You can, Jamaica. Yeah.
Good question.
I didn't know that. That's dope. Okay.
So one of the requirements of joining the military here is being a green card holder. Mm. So when I got my green card, I joined the military. I don't like people having that type of control over me. So I joined the military, and in like maybe 3 to 6 months, I got my citizenship. Mm-hmm. So don't have to deal with that, all those issues that come with having a green card. So after that, I tried to get an apartment. I couldn't get an apartment. I keep hearing credit. Didn't know what credit was. Credit. Back home, credit means you go to the shop, you go get something, and you pay for it later, right? Mm-hmm. But there's not a system that's designed the way the system is designed here. And America, y'all don't even know how blessed y'all are.
Mm.
Like,
so y'all, credit's a blessing?
Right.
Y'all don't know. Dude, there's people in this world that don't have access to credit. And if they don't, like Jamaica, is either you have money or you don't. There's no in between. You have your money or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So coming here, and now I figured out that, yo, you really can't do anything without credit.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to get a car, my first car, 2013. 2007 Nissan Altima, 75,000 miles. Couldn't get it.
Mm.
Bad credit. So I had to call my friend to be a co-signer. Got him as a co-signer. Didn't even knew what I was putting him into.
I was about to say that. The fact that that's you had a friend that was willing to co-sign is
but
a
he
big
didn't
sign.
Know yeah, either. Gotcha. None of okay. us knew. Mm-hmm. I just knew he had a car. So I'm like, yo, if he got a car, maybe he can help me get one. Mm-hmm. So that's what we did.
Mm-hmm.
And I was paying 18.9% interest rate on that. Ooh. Subprime lending at its finest. But the things you, bad credit is the most expensive thing you will ever pay for. And the things that you don't know, the people that know the things you don't know will use the things you don't know against you. Well, so when I learned that.
Yes.
All right, cool. I need to get this credit thing together. Didn't know. Applied to Capital One, got a credit card. It was like $300. I'm like, all right, cool. I know credit now. Still getting denied, right? Anyway, my friend stepped up again, got an apartment.
Go ahead, friend.
Yeah, my shout out to Kevin. Kevin's
go
my
ahead,
dude,
Kevin.
Man. Right? And then fast forward, I decided that I still need to learn this credit stuff because what I got introduced to was a system that was telling me to go to school and get a job. Well, I'm in the military. I'm not planning on going to school right now mm-hmm. because if I go to school, I ain't finna make no money.
So the military is kind of your way of making money and
correct.
Still learning.
It's
got
what's
you.
Putting food on the table.
Got you.
So I can't afford the luxury right now to go to school. So fast forward now, we're 2019. I'm supposed to get a city job, right? Because, you know, they tell you get a city job, a state job. Mm-hmm. It's safe,
government.
It's secure.
Job.
Get a government job. I was drinking all the Kool-Aid. So when that happened, I put in a two-week notice for my active duty job, right? Then the city said,
listen, how were you able to do that with a? Oh, this is after the military.
No, it's still in the military.
You put your notice
so
in?
There's things about the military that a lot of people don't know. So when you're a reserve, like I am National Guard, right? There's a thing called active reserve.
Yes. I was going right? I signed
title
up.
Title 32, not Title 10. Yeah. Active duty is Title 10, where you're fully federal. I was gotcha. State. So I was able to hold a full-time active duty job, but on a different title, a state title. But with this now, you're able to apply because you're at home.
Yep.
Right? So, applied for the city job, and then 2 weeks before the job is supposed to start, after I put in my two-week notice and was training my replacement, the position was no longer available.
Get out of here.
I will not lie to you.
That's crazy.
You ain't got no job.
But you see, sometimes right. you got to go through some stuff, to get to our stuff. And when God shows you sign, sometimes we're so hard-headed, we don't listen. Right?
Now, sometimes we are so hard-headed that we say what we want, and then we get it, and we didn't realize that was the way to
but
get it.
But it's not going to come the way we want it. Exactly. We think it's going to come the same way we want it to come. It's not.
Yep.
So that was my first sign, right? So then, all right, boom. God, I was so upset. I was angry. Went to the barbershop. My barber says, yo, I just got a book called Rich Dad Poor Dad for my niece. Mm. How that kind of dumbass book is that? Rich Dad Poor Dad. What is that? Two dads.
That was the first time you sounded like a Jamaican.
That's the first time
you sound like a Jamaican just now. You just got real Jamaican. What kind of fuck was this, my boy?
I'm telling you exactly what happened in real time.
Yeah.
So as that transpired, now I got a curious mind and my mind wouldn't let it go. So I'm driving home. I go on YouTube. Rich Dad Poor Dad audiobook. Best book I've ever listened in my life. Mm. Listened it 6 times, bought the book, read it from front to back.
Mm.
My whole life changed. Rule number one of the rich don't work for money. They have money work for them. Mm. And a lot of people in the music industry, a lot of people in the entertainment industry, if they can't perform or sing, they cannot make money because that's the only thing they know.
Exactly.
But what happens tomorrow if you get up and you were booked for a stage show and then you got no voice? That means you ain't get no check. So when you learn that the rich don't work for money, they have money work for them, it changed my whole paradigm. So when on deployment now, I'm consuming everything, credit, business, finances, taxes, everything, right? And then the realization happened. Like, bruh, you've been prostituting your time for a little bit of Uncle Sam's money. When if you learn to become a business owner, the same way Grant Cardone did, the same way Robert Kiyosaki did, the same way all of these big multi-millionaire influencers and entrepreneurs did, you can play the same game. So that's when my switch happened.
Mm.
And the money that I had like, I was negative $15,000 on my credit card bills. So I used what is called the snowball method to pay it off. Start from the smallest and then take over the payments from the smallest, threw it on the next one, and in 6 months, I got rid of $15,000.
Hold on, explain that. The snowball.
The snowball method.
No,
so
I know,
you
but
start
I
with the smallest credit card. I had like 6 credit cards.
Okay.
Right? Not everybody has all credit cards with the same amount.
Yes.
So you start with the lowest one.
Got you.
Maintaining the minimum payments on all the other ones.
Got you.
Right? So all the surplus, you throw it on the small one.
Okay. Surplus so meaning what? What does surplus mean?
So
what?
Let's say the minimum payment is $50, right?
Yep.
And let's say you were paying back $300. I wouldn't pay $300. I would pay $50. And that surplus of $250, I would throw it on the small one.
But why would you throw it on the small one if you paid the small one off?
No, that's where I'm getting.
So as you're putting the money in the small one, you're taking that money and paying.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
So I got 5 credit cards, right?
Yep.
They all had balances because I maxed everything out. I was broke. I was busted. I was disgusted.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I maxed everything out. So I'm maxed all the way out. The smallest credit card was $300. Everything else was a $50 minimum. You know, you got a minimum payment on each credit card. So what I used to do is I used to throw $300 here, $200 there, $500. That's how I used to do it, to hit everything. Mm-hmm. But then I figured out at the end of the month, I hit nothing.
Yeah.
I was spreading myself too thin.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened is I maintained minimum payments, took all those surplus, dumped it on the small one. Got the small one, my first win. So the amount for the small one plus the surplus, I threw it on the other one. Wiped that one out.
Hold on. So the amount for the small one, once you paid that off with the surplus.
The amount of that card now, everything that I was paying over here, because now it's at zero.
Exactly.
I put it on the next one.
Meaning with the surplus of the card.
The surplus.
Okay, so basically you paid that one to zero.
Correct.
You left it at zero.
Mm-hmm.
So now you go for the second biggest one and you pay that down
pay that
to zero.
One off,
okay.
Put it to the side, on to the next one. So small ones, that's why it's called a snowball. Mm-hmm. You start from the small ones up. And within 6 months, I chopped down $15,000 worth of negative credit card debt. Right?
Yes.
So I was able to chop that down over the space of 6 months. Because in the military, you get paid what? On the 1st and the 15th.
Yep.
So I was deployed. I was throwing all my paycheck at it.
Mm.
Right?
Yep.
So now credit score is going up 100, 200 points. Right? So now I'm like, okay, this is what they're talking about. So now I'm seeing results in real time. Mm-hmm. So now, fast forward, I came back. got back on active duty, right? This is, you know, you being hard-headed because this is everything I knew. This is the mantra, go to school, get a job, go with the government, they're safe, secure. I got told that they overspent on the COVID budget and that they and that my orders were coming to an end. So now I'm getting fired.
Again.
Mm-hmm. God's showing me a sign and I wasn't seeing it, mm-hmm. right? So now I'm angry again.
Yep.
Because now I was making $6,000 a month. Like, that's like $72,000 a year. Like, I thought I was like, you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I wasn't bad, mm-hmm. but I wasn't the best either. Mm-hmm. But it was good. Right? Yeah. So then I got let go. Then a month later, $100 million went to Ukraine. Now imagine how I felt. This country that I just deployed for, that I've given so many years, mm-hmm. tell me now that they overspent on a COVID budget and you can't keep me in orders, but $100 million went to Ukraine? That's the switch. You know when they said the straw that broke the camel's back?
That was it.
That was it.
Yep.
And that's when I said, fuck all of y'all. Can I curse on you? I don't
curse as much as you want.
Cool.
Throw some more.
That's when I was like, fuck all of y'all. I'm going to put me first. Amen. So what I had in savings was $6,000. Okay. And I invested all of that in joining a mentorship.
A mentorship.
Everything I had, I threw
the whole
in
six racks. The whole six
and whose mentorship was it? Was it Derek's? So,
no, the first one was Marcus, right?
Okay.
Him 500.
Okay.
And I got a product. The product was credit.
But who did? How did you pick who you wanted to invest with?
So, I don't want to say I'm the smartest tool in the shed or the sharpest tool in the shed. But when I need something, I find a specific coach for it. Mm-hmm. I don't go to any coach. Because not any coach is going to get me where I need. I need multiple coaches for different things. So an example, I needed a product. I'm good on finances. And this dude in blue keep popping up everywhere on the internet. Have you ever thought about something and then everywhere you see it?
It's there. Mm-hmm. Yep.
God was showing me what my next move was. My next move was Marcus Barney. So, right? That's when he was going hard with Recession Proof. Mm-hmm. So I got credit. But I'm like, everybody's doing credit. I don't like doing things that everybody does. And then one night on a coaching call, I got introduced to consumer law. Mm. It's credit. You know, you got a whole pizza, but a whole pizza can be one slice pepperoni, one slice bacon ranch cheese. Like, so I took a different, I took my slice out of the whole credit pizza.
Okay.
It was consumer law. And I started learning.
So the one that most people do wouldn't happen.
Correct. So it gives me now a competitive advantage because I'm not speaking the same things everybody's speaking. So I took a different angle. Mm-hmm. I don't like doing things that everybody does because it puts me in a category with everybody else. Why would I want to do that when I can create my own industry?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I always think.
Exactly.
Don't follow the herd. I'd rather go down the path that is least walk so I can leave a trail so others can follow.
So you've done all of this in like 3-4 years?
Yes.
Yeah.
We're not even halfway yet. We're probably at 30%.
Yeah, because you're saying Ukraine and Russia. That was like yesterday.
Yeah. I'm telling you everything that's happening in real time. So now, learn consumer law, right? Mastered it. Fixing my credit. Build an 800 credit score 3 times in 1 year. Leveraged it. Got caught, like did everything. Started teaching people how to do it. And then it came back to your question now. A lot of people make money, especially in music. Like I think music and athletes, they make out of any other profession right now, they really make the most money up front.
Mm-hmm.
Than any, well,
they have the most liquid, they have the most liquid
entrepreneurship,
cash.
We're giving them a run for their money because now we can have $1 million days, $10 million days. We change the game now, right?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, making the money is one thing. Keeping it is another thing. But it's a different type of skill to multiply it. Rule number one of Rich Dad Poor Dad, the rich don't work for money. Mm-hmm. They have money
working for them. Yep.
So what we see in our culture is what? They give actors, I call these people actors, advances and a whole lot of money. Mm-hmm. And they portray an image where, yo, you should have big chains, nice cars, all of this great stuff. I'm not saying you can't have nice things.
For sure.
Right? But the first thing when somebody who's looked up to these people as their idol get a bag, what do you think they're going to do with it? They're going to get a chain. They're going to go get watches. They're going
to
go
they're gonna
cars.
Do, they, but they're going to do what they know how to do. That's all they know.
That's what they've been programmed to do.
Exactly.
That's what they're going to do. But then in about a few months, they're going to go broke.
Yep.
You see, I want a Lamborghini right now. So bad. So bad. A Urus. A red and black one. I already, like, I can see the car. I refuse to get it. I can go and buy it if I want to, but I refuse to get it.
Why?
Huh? Because I need to get it for free. I need to create a business that's going to buy me the Lamborghini. I refuse to pay for it.
What do you mean you're going to create a business going to buy it? How did that go? I don't understand that.
Assets, liabilities.
Yep.
We are used to liabilities so much. We get a bag. We go and bust the bag, throw in champagne in the club. See, I hit a nerve. Did I strike a nerve? So
yep, that's I like strippers. Yes, in the club.
I strike.
I like strippers, Doreen. Right? I like strippers.
I like strippers too. But if it's not a tax write off, I ain't throwing it.
Is there a way you can write off? If a business meeting.
If it ain't a tax write off, I ain't throwing it, and that means we're having a business meeting and there's entertainment. If it ain't a tax write off, I ain't throwing it. I am not the dude.
Yeah,
I'm not.
It's fair.
I'm just not the dude.
So how do you make your business? So let's talk. So let's say I'm talking to somebody who's watching this. The enemy
is
a business.
Let's say let's talk to somebody.
No, that's exactly. But I'm
we
saying
gotta address them real quick.
But I'm saying let's say they just got their advance, right? They just got $100,000.
Before we can get to that point, okay. Let's say this. You got artist X is from he's from West Side of Atlanta, right?
Uh-huh.
Artist X is 19 years old. Mm-hmm. When he was 15, his mom put something in his name.
Mm-hmm.
So technically, she put something. She had a light bill in his name,
mm-hmm.
and she never paid the light bill. So that's now it's a tax on it's on his credit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now that same artist X now goes and gets a label deal,
mm-hmm.
right? He gets a deal, and his advance is $300,000. What should artist X do?
All right. So first thing is he needs to get his shit together, right? So he needs to clean up his credit, but they don't know about credit. They don't know about the reports. They don't know about Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax. They think credit bureaus exist. So now there's a fear because they're coming from the hood. When we know bureau or when we hear the word bureau, we think federal. Government. So we want to leave it alone. It's correct. By design. It's not a coincidence. There's nothing in consumer law that points to a credit bureau. It does not exist. It's a different language that is used on us that we don't know about. It's called double language, where one thing is said where it means another. Have you ever wondered why you need a lawyer to go through a contract? Why can't it just be plain English, where I can read the shit myself and figure out what it means? Why do you think artists get strapped with their masters?
It's because
of double language. It's too much legalese in there for the regular person to comprehend if you're not trained.
Because they don't speak in absolutes. Attorneys don't speak in absolutes. They speak in relativity.
Why is that? Isn't it suspicious that the most important thing that we're going to sign, contracts, we don't have no idea how to read it, and we have to hire somebody to read it? Isn't that crazy?
Crazy. Yeah?
It's crazy, right?
Crazy.
Double language. So they know the power of words and what they can do with it.
Yep.
So if we want to miseducate a people, we misinform them.
Mm-hmm.
We entertain them while we do the other stuff in the back. Mm-hmm. So this is what's happening to a lot of these artists. They sign their life away, sign their masters away, everything, your image, your likeness. They sign everything away for $300,000. Why the fuck would you do that when you can go fix your personal credit, get a few LLCs, go get some personal and business funding, run up $300,000, get a merchant account, and liquidate the credit cards?
Because no one knows how to do that.
Right, go back.
So it's by design. So when an artist gets trapped for the rest of their life on a deal for $300,000, I can do that with one or two LLCs.
So I have a question, though. So if the artist, even if you say the artist is getting trapped, most of the time, that's the most liquid cash you can have on hand. So, right? So you have people that are going to...
So
if you're 19 years old and you have $300,000 liquid, like, if they write you a check, yes, it's an advance, and it's an advance to get your future...
An advance so what? For me signing away my life?
Yeah, it's an advance to get your future earnings. But what if the artist doesn't want to necessarily be an artist forever, and they're like, okay, I have $300,000 liquid now. Mm-hmm. What should they do in that situation? They're saying...
So that's part two, and that's a very good question.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, part one... We can't go to part two without addressing part one.
Okay.
Part one is they take it and they blow it. And then they're tied into a deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if they're 19 years old and they're watching this, well, that shouldn't happen again, right? Because what they need to do is, if it's Doreen DeLavante, I'm the natural person. I am not signing the contract as Doreen DeLavante. I'm signing it as Doreen DeLavante LLC. Doreen DeLavante, the person, is an authorized user or an authorized representative off Doreen DeLavante LLC because I am an employee of that corporation that's doing business with the other corporation. You can bankrupt a corporation if the shit's not working. They do it all the time. Personal liability, we need to separate them.
I think the problem, though, I don't think you can sign a, you can't sign a contract, you can't sign a music contract
as a
LLC.
Says who?
Where's
that law?
Aaron's saying you can.
You can't. No, you can't.
He's saying yes.
You can't. You have, but you have to sign to the LLC.
You have to sign to the, but you have to have that business done prior to.
Says who?
The business.
Does the business make
the law?
Well, you're dealing with their lawyers.
Isn't the artist doing business with a corporation?
Because most of the contracts you'll get are it's about your name, your likeness.
They're going in from a standpoint of inferiority. They're going in on the short end of the stick. So if the corporation say you can't do it, they're going to believe them. They're not going in from a position of authority. Because they see this, they're dangling the check for 300 grand. Of course they're going to jump. Mm-hmm. But if you know how to build an LLC and fund an LLC, do you really need your $300,000?
Wait, but if your personal credit is messed up, even if you do try to get an LLC, you're not going to be able to just get business funding immediately.
Yeah, you can get personal funding, though. There's no doc loans. There's banks that you could use with stated income only, even on the personal side. So it's easy to fix the personal credit. The personal credit is not the issue. The issue is the financial literacy. So if they go to my YouTube channel, Doreen DeLavante, they'll learn how to repair, rebuild, restore their own credit. Get your stuff together. But we're in a rush too much to be like the Joneses that we overlook the process. Go get your... If you start making money now, the first person you need is a financial advisor.
Go.
You need money management skills. You never had it.
Yeah, that's what I did first.
So now you get all of this money. What you're going to blow it because
I definitely money my first 50.
Speaks mm-hmm. to people.
Where do you get a financial advisor from? Like the bank?
Go find one.
Okay, yeah. That's why I'm asking. Am I supposed to search money, on IG or find go to the one. Bank?
But you see, we've been taught that we need to do everything ourselves, right? That's mm-hmm. not how it works. Team win championships, not individual players. Put one of the greatest, LeBron, right now against a team, they'll smoke him. But when he has his team, good luck. It's a team. It's a team sport. So when we're talking about part one now to your question is, they blew it, and it came back to the question of what rule or what law says a corporation can't sign with another corporation? How does Apple do business with T-Mobile? How does this corporation the corporation? It's the positioning that makes a difference. So can an artist put themselves on an LLC? The answer to that is yes. Mm-hmm. Can they get signed to a record label? Yes, it's about power. If you want me, this is how it works. People want to own your likeness. Why the fuck would I want somebody to own my likeness and my image? My image.
Because you don't know the value of that. Mm-hmm. And
because they know they don't know it.
That's what I'm saying. But like, if I don't know the value of something, because like, here's the hard part. Like what I feel like, why I think financial
Let's
literacy.
Let's go back to thinking for a minute before we even go there.
Okay.
Isn't it strange that someone is willing to give you an advance, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, $1 million to own your likeness? Doesn't that seem suspect to you? That's the first red flag that goes off in my head. Why would you pay so much to own my likeness and my image? There's something that I don't know that you know. That's how my brain works.
I can tell you what it is. Because I've done $1 million deals and know how it works. They don't know. They're not. It's a legal thing, right? So it's mm-hmm. like, let's say there are people that have signed to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't always know what's in my contract with them. Am I tripping, Juju? Like even the contractor, like not the person that's signing, but the person that my lawyer writes it up. I don't know what's in there, right? So there was a point in time where we didn't know that you own my name and likeness.
So let's go back.
You know who brought that together? Well, brought that? Prince. That's before, why Prince was like, I'm the artist formerly known as Prince because mm-hmm. he realized that Warner owned
first,
Prince.
But let's go back first.
Okay.
Whose responsibility is it that you don't know what's in the contract?
My lawyer.
Mm-mm. It's yours. personal responsibility and accountability. If someone is going to sign and write something on your behalf, it behooves you to know what's in there. What if they said after 10 years, we can line some people up, come into your house, take your kids, and go sell their organs?
Let me give you the reality. And this is the fucked up harsh reality. And that's why I had to use an example of a 19, 20-year-old that came from the west side of Atlanta, mm-hmm. who's like, literally, this kid is coming off of Section 8. He doesn't mm-hmm. hate, like, he's trying to figure this shit out. Mm-hmm. So if you tell me now, whereas in the median income is $55,000 in America, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. The median income is $55,000. And I have a chance now for you to sign. You can give me a deal for $350,000 cash.
That's 7 years of my life that yeah. I'm okay if I live.
You just gave me seven. You just added 7 years to my life. Depending on, like, you don't know what the extenuating circumstances are for that mm-hmm. person. So that's why I asked the question of, like, okay, now that I know that yeah, I might not know what I signed in that contract, mm-hmm. but if I do decide that tomorrow I don't want to be an artist, technically I'm not held on the hook with that label. That's mm-hmm. what a lot of artists don't realize, that, like, the label's not going to come back and be like, hey, man, you owe me this money from... They write it off. Mm-hmm. They find a way to write it off.
Correct.
So how did, like, but what should we tell...
What other obligations are in that contract that they don't know about? So the first thing would be money management, right? Like, mm-hmm. I'm not saying everybody's going to think the way I think, because I think it's normal for me, but I guess for everybody else it's different. But we need to ask ourselves questions. If someone is willing, that I don't know, is willing to put this much out on me and have me sign a contract, the question now becomes why? Because, I need to investigate that.
Because the person that's signing feels like this person is going to give me money and this person is going to help me blow up to make more money. All they're right. not even, like, at that moment, my likeliness is worth nothing. They give, like, so let's talk in terms of what you're speaking about. Mm. They're giving me money for my likeliness, which has no value. Right now, the value was put on by them. It's like, you know what it's like these Fortune 500 companies or these companies sure? that go public. No, I am sure, because there are labels sign 100 artists knowing that 5 of them are going to pay for the other 95. Mm-hmm. So I don't think they're necessarily concerned about the 95% unless it works.
But you know what's crazy? See, what makes something work or not is the amount of effort that you put in. So to every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction, sure. right? What you put in is what you get out. And this, like I said, I can only think for me. I can't think for nobody else.
Exactly.
If I see you're willing to put up $1 million for me, obviously there's something that I haven't figured out yet that you know, right?
I got to stop you now. See, I disagree. And let me tell you why.
Please.
You're speaking from the good. Standpoint of a person that has made money and understands money. You're signing a person who's in the ghetto who has nothing, this the most money they had in their life. Mm-hmm. The last thing they're thinking about is, why is this person? They're probably, as a person that's been on the other side of getting the check. Like,
damn,
the check.
I got that nigga. I Thank got you. His ass.
I about to say, the person that got the check is looking at it like, I got their ass. Well, I always say, famous on the show.
This conversation is important. So the 19-year-old that's going to get approached next week sees this and they're able to think, yo,
But hold
maybe
on.
I need to get a lawyer to review this contract.
But what I'm asking is, let's say that 19-year-old says, fuck, like, the 19-year-old understands, like, mm-hmm. let's say they don't give a fuck about what's in the contract, mm-hmm. right? Which is, they should care about what's in the contract. Mm-hmm. Let's say they don't give a fuck about what's in the contract. Mm-hmm. They get the $300K. Mm-hmm. Now that they have the $300K, they're like, I have $300,000 liquid. Because I've been in a situation before where I had $150,000, $175,000 liquid, mm-hmm. and I had absolutely no idea what to do with it.
Mm-hmm. So that's part two now. So we finished mm-hmm. part one, so let's go to part two now.
Okay.
Part two is, the rich don't work for money, they have money work for them. What does that mean? We need to find ways now how to multiply what you got, right? So let's talk about becoming a business owner. A lot of people are scared to do it, because it requires a certain level
responsibility.
Of responsibility. And some people don't want it. Mm-hmm. So it's easy to be an ostrich and put your head in the sand, just hoping everything's going to work. It don't work like that, right? So if we're talking about 175 liquid, you know what? Let me think of passive ways that now I could get some money. Well, there's CDs that's in banks. There's bonds. You can go get a stock portfolio, the S&P 500, life insurance. The companies are taking out life insurance on you anyway. Why not use that 100 and open up an IUL or a whole life insurance? But it comes back to the things that they don't know, because there was no one to tell them.
I agree.
They don't know the things that they don't know.
What's an IUL?
But hold on, hear me out. It's like telling a 10-year-old about sex. It's like, you're going to have sex one day, but you're 10. So you don't really need to know about sex. So a lot of these guys feel, and I know I felt like, why am I going to sit down and listen to somebody teach me about financial literacy? I ain't got no damn money. I don't even know how I'm going to make money. So it's kind of like putting a cart before the horse, and then I finally get it. Now, there's one thing that we never factor in that needs to be factored in. When they gave you the money, that's when the work starts. Mm-hmm. So now you got to do way more now, and you have the pressure of this money, the pressure of everybody on you. So I
think we're also losing the fact that most, and this is a problem in the Black community, you understand the value of a dollar, but you don't understand the tools of a dollar.
There you go.
Don't understand that money's a tool and it's not, and it's
agreed.
There you go.
So like that's the issue. So I think the more like even in trying to teach in the music business, it's like you got a kid that's focused on making music. So they're not really focused on the financial aspect of it. But when they do get the money, they're like, shit, what I they like a deer in the headlights.
Let me ask you guys a question. Who in the music industry right now is being a coach for young artists coming up or have a business that specializes in the education of young artists coming into the business?
Who do we have that is
doing that?
Us. Yeah. Shit, honestly, us.
Hello.
See?
So right here.
What we
the Dreamers community. Yeah, Ma, we just started.
We just established right now is a gap and a need for a corporation within the music industry that teaches young artists about contracts, finances, investments, credit, and how to grow your income, how to multiply your income. This is why we're having this. We just recognize there's a gap, and the people that benefit the most off of this gap are the record labels. Why? Because when they go blow the money, they're right back to the record label. Can I get an advance?
That's not why. I'm going to tell you why.
Talk to me.
It's because they're the rich ones. And the rich people are able to control the terms. Like, I agree with you. By the way, I agree with you. We have to take way more responsibility. And I love that you said that it's our responsibility, not necessarily the lawyers like how we thought, right? Mm-hmm. Because there are so many people out there that have signed deals because their lawyer told them it's a good deal, but they don't understand what the deal is. I was one of those people, by the way. So I'm not here to judge anything, mm-hmm. but it becomes... I couldn't start thinking about being rich or wealthy mm-hmm. until everybody that's poor right now is on turbulence. Mm-hmm. I couldn't even start thinking about rich or wealthy decisions until I got at least out of the turbulence and I got to mm-hmm. a place of like coasting. And now I'm still like, how do I keep the money flowing? Because that's the hard part. The one thing that I do think we do need, like you said, is we do need someone teaching us about investments.
So because the solution to that problem.
Yes.
We recognize that there's a problem, and it's a big one. You've been through it. Create the company now, and your company does outreach to all new and upcoming artists. What do we specialize in? All right, if you're a new and upcoming artist, you need to know about contracts. What is in your contract? How are you signing away your life, your likeness, and your image? What are the consequences of that? And if you decide tomorrow not to do this, what are your avenues?
So,
right? You get a $300,000. What do you do with this advance now when you get it?
I have a challenge for you.
Talk to me.
We should do it. We should create an asset together. By the way, I've been wanting to do this. My financial advisor, who is handling, I think he has $5 billion under management. His watch, under management right now. I've been telling him for 10 years. I'm like, we need to create a program. Like, I know, because the one thing that we don't talk about in our business compared to sports is that our... Sports is different because everybody making money in sports is an employee. From the players to the coach to the mm-hmm. trainers. If you want to make money in sports, you have to be an employee of something. Mm-hmm. The music business is not like that. Like, so then when you it's a huge ecosystem. So you'll say Megan Thee Stallion. Okay, cool. Megan Thee Stallion, that's who you're talking to. But what about the 100 people making money from her? Mm-hmm. Megan is going to get the information, but those people aren't. That's kind of what I was trying to start. But there needs to be some kind of program that publishers, labels, distributors, all these companies say to their clients, this is for you if you want
like
it,
a rookie
right?
symposium. Like yeah. they had in the NBA or the NFL, do you have a rookie symposium? They go for a week and you're learning all the shit as a rookie that you're like.
Because,
you but that's because yeah, the but, NBA makes you. Not, who's not, make that,
but that's my point though, because the NBA, but here's the difference.
They have more invested interest.
No, that's not it. Can the NBA make, okay, Tupac, Len Bias died, right? Len Bias is dead, yeah. right? He's a basketball player. He was drafted by the Celtics.
Yeah.
Is the Celtics making money from Len Bias today?
They did off the
No, 30 are they 30. Making money today?
No.
Of course not. Tupac been dead since 96. He's probably made more money from 96 now than he made from 1990 to 1996 when he died. So that there is the reason why. In their world, I need you on a court to make my money. And in the label world, the business world, I just need the rights to your music and put it out and collect the money from it. Mm-hmm. So I think that that's a huge problem. So
how
that's
do we fix that?
The way you fix that is by starting these conversations, mm-hmm. right? I think the main reason why this pod started taking off compared to others that were music bases, because everybody else that was trying to do it, they wanted to be in music. Like, nigga, the songwriter of the year from the Grammys in 2024 is walking through these halls right now. I manage him. Mm-hmm. So the last year, this year Grammys in February, Lizzo won Record of the Year. My guy wrote it. So I'm in it every day. Mm-hmm. And by the way, it's hard for me because I'm in it. So I'm imagining someone that don't know anything in this new industry. So there needs to be a problem solved with bringing that property to the business and giving it an option, because there needs to be that. But we don't do that. And I think we want to start doing it, but it's like, who's going to do it? And that was one of the main things I wanted. I'm like, the managers need help. Everybody, the managers, the artists, the fucking, man, some of the lawyers need help. Like, financially, so for me, we should do that, because and take it to Universal, take it to Sony, take it to Warner, and say, hey, here's this, we're licensed to you for your people. It's whatever it is. Like, well, they can enter in, my advance is $700,000, my management gets this, and they can start preparing for it, because it's nothing worse than learning about money after it's gone.
But that's what most people learn it.
Like most, that's what. But why do they learn it? Because they spent it. Now they're like, fuck, I fucked up. Because everybody thinks they can handle it. Mm-hmm. And until they get it. And we always say on this show, here's the worst part about our world. We don't know who someone is until we give them a check.
Correct.
So I can have artists in my office every day like, Ray, I love you, bro. You my bro. I'm going to do everything you say. As soon as he get $100,000, $150 in his pocket, that nigga is not in my office saying that no more. Now he got niggas around him saying, man, we'll do whatever you want, bro. You the fucking man. So now he's having conflict because he's looking at it like, shit. And the worst part is when if they fuck a girl that you fucked, oh, nigga, that changes the entire landscape. No, I'm being honest, like, because if they fuck someone you fuck, now they think I'm you. Yep. Mm-hmm. Even though you messed with her 10 years ago when you was where he was, that means she ain't grow. In his mind, he like, I'm fucking the same bras as you. I'm you. Even the same, it's like, it's even level, and they don't understand it. So I think that there needs to be a property that is given to the music industry, because I've been making millions, made millions. And I didn't start really learning about finance until the pandemic. And I think we all got interested in finance because everything stopped. Mm-hmm. So now we have no choice but to look at our situation and be like, damn, everything could be taken away from me just because of a virus that came out of China. And now I'm like, how do I fucking figure out a way? So we all became interested in it.
And I pulled all my money. I pulled a majority of my money out of stocks during the pandemic.
Give me my shit.
Yeah, I was like, because I didn't know what the fuck the world was going to look like. Like that ass, like I came from a place where like where I literally like, I made more money than my mother has ever made. Made more money than my father's made. Like, so I was in a place where it's like, I don't want to lose this. So I pulled it out, and I was living off the bread that I pulled out of the. I'm like, CD stocks, fuck all that. Let me cash the CD. I'll take the penalty. Go ahead.
Let me tell you nothing you don't know. Once, if you learn about money, what I learned, and I'm pretty sure you know this already, you can get a dollar once you get to a certain place, and you can basically turn that dollar into $2 instantly. Because say if somebody wrote me a check for $1 million, mm-hmm. I can leave that $1 million in the account, mm-hmm. borrow $1 million against that million. Now that million that I got is working for me in the stock market, whatever it is. Good. And the other million that I got is the million that I can live off of, do whatever I want, but I got my money working. So you could divide your money.
Back to what I said earlier, the IULs. So an IUL is an Index Universal Life. It's life insurance.
Say it one more time.
IUL. Index Universal Life. There's life. Whole life.
Index Universal Life.
Yeah,
okay, cool.
There's whole, my accent.
No, it's all good. But even for the people at home, I just want to make sure. Okay, what you're saying is too important for me to like not let something go down.
People think that life insurance is for when you die. Mm-hmm. And we've been taught that because of term. Term is garbage, right? Term life insurance is shit. There's a family. This family's called the Rockefellers. Mm-hmm. They've mastered life insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Life insurance has
into a
been
trust.
Used. Correct. So when we're talking about the education of these artists, these young ones, they're not going to know this stuff. And if you give them a book, they're not going to read it. Mm-hmm. A very few would read, like Nipsey. You know, just when Nipsey died, all his estate was in order.
Yep.
But there's other artists that died, and I'm not going to call nobody's name, and other people, other artists, other friends had to be supporting their family because their estate was not in order. Nipsey understood the power of a trust and how you use a trust to operate out of. The trust owns the businesses. The businesses now have a holding company. That holding company now owns the LLCs. Right? The life insurance that's taken out on him, his kids, his wife, and everybody else is owned by the trust. Mm-hmm. It goes into the trust bank account. There are rules inside of the trust and how this life insurance gets distributed.
Should I get life insurance once I turn 18, or like when should you start?
As soon as you're born.
I'm about to get one on my 70-year-old right now, a whole life.
Yeah, you should have it. Like, and I learned that, like, once again, I learned that. I have a retirement fund now because I didn't know what that was. And basically somebody said you can put the money in a fund mm-hmm. where it covers you for 5 years. All I got to do is pay for 5 years uh-huh. and it covers me retiring and my kids. You're if something happened to premiums. Me. Both. So the day I turn 65, I receive X amount of dollars a year for 20 years. But all I had to do was pay for five.
Oh,
if I knew that, I would have did that shit when I was 20 fucking seven, been done avenues. When I was 32 and be over with. But mm-hmm. now that I'm learning, it's like, now you investing in your business, correct. You're investing in this, you're investing in life insurance. So all that shit weighs down. So when people see you making $1 million a year, they don't know my yeah. life insurance policy cost me $5,000 mm-hmm. a month.
But let's talk about the artists now that yeah. had the $300,000, right? They are watching this right now and they heard about whole life insurance, Index Universal Life. What would be the next logical thing? Go look up what the damn thing means. You see, people want to be spoon-fed so much, yes. they don't want to go look up nothing themselves. Go look up what... If the Rockefellers used it for over 100 years and they're still one of the most powerful family in America, obviously there's something to it. You spoke about the $1 million that's in the policy. You borrow against this million, so the compound interest of that million is untouched. Mm-hmm. You borrow a loan against it, right? Mm-hmm. So the loan you borrow against the policy now, you use it for investments, for real mm-hmm. estate, to buy your flashy car, mm-hmm. right? Then, if you die early, that gets subtracted from the death benefit. Your family now gets, the trust gets now the cash value because the trust owns the policy.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm a
this
rapper.
This is the type of strategies we are talking about.
How should a rapper create a retirement fund?
I don't even like the word retirement.
Okay.
I like how do you live on your own terms, right?
Okay.
How do you live on your own terms? You have to plant those seeds. Now, if you're going to reap a harvest, right? If you want to eat an apple, well, at some point an apple seed had to be planted. Mm-hmm. So it was sometime in the past that seed was planted so you can enjoy an apple right now. So in order for them to have the freedom for the rest of their life, they have to start planting seeds now.
So give me an example of a seed that an artist could plant.
Whole life insurance.
I got a question.
Get a whole life
for
insurance.
The whole life insurance. What's the adequate amount for life insurance?
Because It
depends on the person. Like if you're going to have a $1 million policy versus you want to get the maximum amount of cash value with the minimum amount of debt benefit, right? Depending on the strategy that you're using. You can use multiple, because if they have this type of money, they can open multiple policies. They pay into these policies, but in 5 to 7 years, you have access to a whole bunch of cash value that you can use for real estate, that you can use to buy businesses, that you can use to buy your Lamborghini.
Yeah.
So they have to start, but if a person don't seek out this information, they're not going
to
get it.
Well, here's the thing. It's hard being poor, trying to seek out how to not be poor, and then plan for when you're not poor, but you're already poor. So you're like, I can't see past. Like, I never
get... Vision is hella blue.
I remember sitting at the pool, me, Timothy, and Teron. This is years ago. And I remember thinking, we thought we was going to do a pub deal for $300K. And I remember thinking, like, nigga, I've never had $60,000 in the bank in my life. And if I get $60,000, I remember sitting there thinking, I don't even know what I'm going to do. I knew it was coming. But it's hard when you have nothing because you need it now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like mentally rich, but physically you ain't.
Do we wait until it's raining to fix the leak in the house? Or do we fix the leak before
If you didn't know there was raining? A leak, yeah.
Introducing Wondersuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the Wondersuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, might not have knew that that's me. What I'm saying. Like,
but the person that we're talking to is, we can't think for people that's not tuned into episodes like these, right?
Let me tell you what.
Well, we got to bring it to them, but you got to bring it to them.
If they don't get in this information, chances are they're going to keep being entertained.
But you know the harsh reality. No,
but hold on, say something. But here's the thing. You're right. This is why even this show was born. I think the future is community, right? Mm-hmm. I think the future is curation. I think people. Someone that the people trust need to say,
there we go.
This is important.
So now we figured that part out.
And that's why I said, take it to the labels.
This is where now we need Future coming out here. We need Quavo. We need Offset. We need these people coming on here that all these little new ones look up to. And let them talk about how cool financial information is, financial literacy is.
You just went wrong.
We have to make it cool.
You just went wrong.
Talk to me.
You just went wrong.
Well, I'm here to
learn. No, I'm going to tell you. No, I'm glad.
They're not going to tell them about
Future, L's. Future, Quavo, none of them. Their brand is built on being themselves. Mm-hmm. The last thing they want to do is go sit in the room and talk about something that they're not versed in.
Well, so Waka did it.
Waka ain't been hot, and no disrespect to Waka, because I love Waka, but Waka ain't had a hot single.
He's also independent.
He does and
he hasn't had a song out in years. That's what I'm trying to say. It's
it still doesn't change the fact that he's been hot. Right? He made a whole lot of money. Have you ever heard his business strategy plan?
Oh, yeah, no, he's brilliant.
Waka's brilliant, but hear me out. I was about to say, but go back to, but here's the thing, Duran, you got to go back to who dictates
it. I get what y'all are saying, but y'all are still overlooking a point. If the conversations are not had, like with a Quavo, with a Chris Brown, like these conversations must be had. How do we have them? Well, let's get in a room and let's identify something. Because you're not the only one that's been through it. And chances are, if you've recognized it, they have recognized it. It's just no one has put the Avengers together to fight Thanos.
I think
that's the point.
I think the real problem is
somebody got to put the Avengers together to fight Thanos.
Durant,
who's going to be Tony Stark?
The people that you said are not the Avengers.
That was an example.
No. I'm saying
who's
in general.
Who's going to be Tony Stark?
But Durant, I'm saying to you, in general, by the way, Duran, you're 100% right. I'm just explaining to you about the nuances in our business. Mm-hmm. Like, why do you think all these artists are letting Jay-Z's company manage them? Because Jay-Z seems to know more about business. Now, mind you, Jay-Z is brilliant. Mm-hmm. But when I say seems, it's because we only seen the outcome of his life. Mm-hmm. We have never seen Jay-Z sit at the table and say, here's how I got rich. Mm-hmm. We just see Jay-Z saying, go from being this to this. And it's like, he has to know, right? Mm-hmm. So what you have to know is that these artists can't give you information because they don't know. They are rich, but they don't know. They actually are trying to, these motherfuckers are the type of people that's like trying to, they don't even want to pay a financial advisor.
Have you ever heard, Duran, have you ever heard the statement, there's 95% of people don't know how to use Google? That's literally that's the same thing. Like 95, Google will tell you, there's a statistic that came out that Google said 95% of people don't understand how to ask Google mm-hmm. a question to actually use it.
I'm one of those people. And another thing is that, here's another thing. Here's the importance of shows like this. Who do we trust? Look what DJ Envy going through right now. Mm-hmm. Black people want to win. Good Black point. People want, poor people want to get out. They're, mm-hmm. they're not poor people that are like, just lazy. They want to get out. But it's like,
not all of them.
I'm of course not all of them. What I'm saying is that the ones that do, the hard part is, who do I trust? People trust DJ Envy and Caesar, mm-hmm. and then they realize they're part of a Ponzi scheme. Mm-hmm. It sounds good when they get on there and talk. Mm-hmm. That's why I said somebody should just create a property. Like, and say you can buy it, right? Like almost like a ebook or something. So to say you could buy it, but I would license it to the labels and make them buy it mm-hmm. for managers, artists, everybody that they sign. Mm-hmm. It's nothing to y'all. It's something that they'll appreciate. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying not to say that.
The military does that. It doesn't work.
Does what?
So programs by itself won't work. It has to be interactive.
Of course.
There has to be some form of gathering, right? There has to be somebody that's doing it.
But that's why Ray's saying go to the labels with it.
That's why we're going to go to the label with it, right? Also but it has to be more of a boot camp type of setting. And what do I mean by that?
I get that.
There's different styles of learning, right? Mm-hmm. And for someone that's just talented but not educated, there's a huge gap that needs to be filled. So now we have to show them what it could be like. So we take them to a trip in the future where they can see, yo, I'm this big artist now. I am protected. I have my estates in order. I might have kids and stuff like that. Then bring them back to the present. This is where you are right now. How do you build that bridge to get to that future you just saw?
I agree.
So it's going to be a combined effort. You're by yourself. You won't be able to do
you
it.
You got to bump your head, though. You got to fall in, because I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't understand financial literacy until the first time I was like, damn, I just spent $50,000. I don't know where the fuck my money went.
That happens all the time.
And that shit was like, and I was like, 50K. If I could do that to 50K, I can imagine what I could do to 500. I can imagine what I could do to 200. Like,
How do you get your podcast, this podcast, with this type of information? How do you get this information in front of these people?
By doing this. But the ones that want to interact, they have to have a way to interact. I mean, bro, you're 100% right. I think there needs to be some kind of rule that labels and publishing companies already have, where it's like, it's kind of like before you go into, look at it like this. I got it. I got it.
Would it be beneficial for their artists to know this?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. By the way, labels don't.
Now,
labels don't want you to go.
They don't want you to be dumb.
Remember, we have to look at it from a scale, a balanced scale. Is it in their best interest for their artists to be educated on this?
Absolutely. On financial literacy, yes.
Absolutely. If it's yes, okay. What are the benefits? If it's no, what are the benefits? Or what's the pros and what's the cons?
Okay.
The same way they took financial education out of schools. Why did they do it? Because they want a debtor society where you have a financial noose around your neck so the banking system can forever win the game.
Yes,
so
I agree.
So now you're talking about an industry. You have to look at it that way. Is there any form of incentive where we can, for them to teach an artist to become financially savvy? How does that, because at the end of the day, it must benefit them, right? To every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So if we're going to put on this campaign and put this money behind this campaign, how does it make sense to the bottom line of the label?
It makes sense for them because bottom line is that.
I can tell you
it doesn't. It doesn't. The reality is that labels have been able to maintain their power based on the weakness of the artist needing them.
Correct.
That's true. But hear me out. But because everything is forward facing now, mm-hmm. right? It's like, yeah, we like this about this industry. But now because it's public facing, now it's pressure on everything to change.
It'll behoove a label to have an artist generate revenue and that is financially savvy, because literally now, more artists will be like, I want to get into that system because they know how to help me. They know how to, like, they're not trying to take money from me, but they're trying to help me generate more revenue. So I say that because, like, that's the reason United Masters partnered with Ally Bank. Mm-hmm. We literally, one of the reasons we had a partnership was like, okay, cool. We have all these kids that are just collecting money straight from the app. Okay, well, now we can help you set up a savings and an investment account with Ally Banking. Mm-hmm. And now go from there. So like it's the small incremental fixes, but I think the overarching problem is we don't know what a dollar can do. And how to leverage a dollar.
And another thing that you got to factor in is that a lot of these artists, that check they got is the first and only check they'll ever get. Mm. So if they got $200,000, they don't, by the way, but do they don't know that. They don't know that.
There we go.
I do.
We got to solve that part of the problem. But that's my point. First.
So they don't know that. So then you need someone who's going to say, but like this, I feel like labels are paid just to say, can't blame us. We paid. We did our job. Y'all artists didn't look at it. They'll pay for that just to say that because they don't want no smoke if an artist goes broke and they're like it's some artists out here that are broke right now. Mm-hmm. There are artists who are broke.
I know.
Legacy artists, by the way, who are broke, but they're making the label that has rights to their masters millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. But they're broke.
Mm-hmm. So, all right. So the guy that broke this down real, real good. I'm not sure if y'all saw the interview when Tory was breaking it down about the streams and
yeah,
5
of course.
Million streams and all of that. And then 15,000 a week. And like, and he brought down the whole thing to a science, right? That type of information, that type of education is, I don't want to say it's hard for someone to learn because it's not. What they made cool and what they made easy was blowing the bag. It is so easy because, yo, you're an artist now. Why don't you got a Lamborghini? You're an artist now. Why don't you have a $300,000 chain on? So there's so much incentive for them to go blow the bag. There's no incentive for them to keep it. For them to keep the bag and multiply the bag, we have to have them to think about the future. But most of them are not. You're living now. They want to go to the strip club because they saw their idol went there and threw 10,000 up in the air. They want to do that too. But is the 10,000 that you're throwing up, is it a tax write-off?
It is.
You feel where I'm going?
It is.
The one that's throwing it knows it's a tax write-off, but the new one doesn't.
Right.
So no, they just went and threw 10,000 but didn't know how to write it off.
Well, that's why you film it so you can say until you have your proof.
That's promo. It's ordinary.
I agree.
I agree. But the new person don't know that.
So
they just got 300.
So I'm asking you this.
And they threw 50.
I'm asking you this. What do you say to an artist? Let's talk to a broke artist who's watching right now who bought, they just got an advance for 250,000. And no rental property has ever made blogs for artists owning, but their chain has. So for an artist, as dumb as it is to buy a chain over a rental property, the chain attracts more to your, the chain, as dumb as it sounds, adds more value to your career than the rental property does to your life. So what do you say to an artist that has that concern?
It depends on how you market it. It's all about marketing. If you market that the chain is going to bring it, the chain is going to do it. If you market young and upcoming artists. Let's say this person is hot, finally got a deal, right? And he goes on make a documentary about himself. Yo, when I got my advance, the first thing I did was this. I saw everybody blowing about, but you know what I did? I went and got a couple rental properties.
Brilliant.
Why? Because I know the power of depreciation. And if I make $10 million as an artist and I have 100 units or 500 units, the depreciation from that can put my tax bill to zero.
Brilliant.
So how do I pay known taxes as an entertainer while everybody else is paying 60%? Let me go get some rental property to offset my income.
Now can I stop? I'm going to jump in. Brilliant, by the way. Glad you said that. I would have thought the same thing. Now let me give you the other side. Now people are going to want to hear about your investment ideas and not hear your songs.
Put the investment ideas in a song.
I wish that
you
was.
Changed the entire direction of that person's music.
Yeah, I'm about to say Duran. Yeah. The hard part is like, and it's a balancing act, right?
Money man, owner,
and it's like trying to.
It's like building a plane, and it's like flying a plane, but you're still building it at the same time. Mm-hmm. So I kind of need you to look at it from this side because the wing is over there. If you go, don't go on that side. If you go on that side, plane is open.
Why have either or when I can see? That's the difference with rich people. So poor people think it got to be either A or B. Nah, for me, I need A and B. So put it together, Jay-Z did it.
But you know the sad reality about music?
On one album, but he also did it late in his career.
Correct.
But Duran,
I'm
saying,
that don't mean that you can't learn.
But what a lot of people don't realize is everybody's not getting rich in music or entertainment. That's not like,
but I'm glad you said Jay-Z. Jay-Z also the reason why I love that album that he did that was because he told the truth. He said, could have bought a house, could have bought a building in Dumbo.
In Dumbo. I was at Dumbo listening.
Exactly. Dumbo.
Are you from New York?
No, I'm from Atlanta.
Have you ever been to New York, yeah, to Dumbo?
Yeah, I've been there, of course.
Yo.
Where were you born?
I was born in the Bronx, but I'm from Atlanta.
So
it's just out of control.
So
it's just disrespectful. I'm sorry.
From Atlanta. Okay, I don't know nothing about New York to claim it.
One of the most primary estates in Brooklyn is that Red Hook and Dumbo.
Mm-hmm.
So right there, he just punched himself in the face because he saw where he dropped the ball and he's letting y'all, mm-hmm, know. So it's like we can't always wait till we fumble to try and fix the next game.
What did you say he did? He did what after he dropped the
ball? But why do we have to learn from our mistakes when we can learn from
other people? No. We don't have to. we can learn from somebody else's mistakes. I disagree, but hit me out. We don't have to. But what I'm saying to you is that it's, to me, in order, financial literacy in music almost feel like taboo. Like, we much rather talk about sex and who we fucking than our money and what we doing, which, mm-hmm, makes no sense, right?
Because that's what's been made cool.
I agree.
Y'all are overlooked. Like, that's what's been made cool if we change the narrative.
But I don't even think about being made cool. And this is the reason I say we have to, right? When COVID happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was like, oh, it's this mysterious disease going around, this mysterious virus going around, right? Mm-hmm. So nobody would leave their house. But you had to eventually leave your house to go to the grocery store. You had to eventually leave your house to go to, like, to get some fresh air. So you were like, okay, one day I'm going to take 5 steps outside.
Yep.
Next day I'm going to take 50 steps outside. Mm-hmm. The next day, shit, I'm at Cheetah. Like, it ain't that bad. They got clear up. Mind you, I done went from 50 steps all the way to Cheetah now. So the reason I say you have to, like, but hear me out. But the reason I say you have to fit, you have to fuck up. You have to fuck it up.
Yeah, them lamb chops were busting.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Them lamb chops were busting,
like,
bro.
So you was like, let me check and see is this place open. This shit open. Oh, cool. So it's not as bad. But then what happens is when you finally get sick, you like, hey, bro, everybody, that COVID shit real, bro. That's when it made it feel real. Mm-hmm. So it's like the reason I say you have to, like I said, understand the tool of the value of money and mm-hmm, how it's used as a tool. If you go dead ass, like if you get a little bag, and I say a little bag, like 50K is a little bag.
Mm-hmm.
You get a little bag and that's the most money you've had. And you blow the 50K and now you back to being broke. Mm-hmm. You don't bump your fucking head.
But here's the fucked up part. You know what it's like to have 50K now. And now you can't go back to being broke. So you're financially broke, but mentally you're frustrated.
Yep.
Yeah.
But so we have to, you won't be able to solve all the scenarios. You're not.
I agree.
We could come up with scenarios from now till 6 o'clock. We will just be coming up with a lot of scenarios. The fact of the matter is there's people that's making money. There's people that's becoming extremely wealthy and rich. There's people that's getting the bag and fumbling the bag. And if they don't realize that I need to make a change. A change will not be made. It doesn't matter how you educate.
And by the way, this is the start of that. Absolutely. That's why we have you here. Because the one thing that we do, the one issue we do have in our business is that. Mm-hmm. Like you have artists right now who, I can't think of, even Jay-Z said it. Like, he's not as rich as he should be. That's why he did that album. He was really saying, man, I bought a Benz when I should have bought a building. Imagine how rich he'll be if he did that. He probably would have been a billionaire. But we're starting it now.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm still asking you for, what I'm looking for is, how do I talk? I'm watching this.
Mm-hmm.
I just got $100,000. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm ever going to get this again. Mm-hmm. Or I have nothing.
Mm-hmm.
How am I going to get something? Like, right. I always hear people say,
let's get those two first.
Okay.
Before I go down a rabbit hole. So the first one is, I have 100,000, right? That was the first thing?
Yep.
I have 100,000. Well, how do I multiply this? The first thought process should be, how do I multiply this 100,000?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So your mind now is going to start, how do I multiply 100,000? Put it in right in Google. There will be so many ideas come up. Okay, which ones can I do? Well, you can get a life insurance. That's number one. It pays 8%, 8 to 10%. Get an IUL or a whole life. Protect yourself, protect your family. It builds cash value you can use later on to invest in. That's one. Number two, all right, maybe I could start a business. Is there something that I'm naturally good at? Maybe I like a specific type of food. Can I go buy a restaurant or can I go buy a food truck? I came to Atlanta. I didn't like the Jamaican food that was here. You know what I did? I bought a food truck.
What's the name of it?
Hold on. No, I want to get to that.
Y'all know I'm glad
hold on, hear me out. I'm glad you said what you just said. Let's stay right there.
Which part?
What you saying? $100,000 invest. What you what you're doing at that moment is everything you're saying is you're pissing off the people that gave that person the check.
Yep.
Because they're not focused on the music. Mm. So everything you said takes me away from the money so that I got to make.
When I hit you.
So wait, perspective.
Okay.
There's what pays the bills and what gives you cash flow. I got seven businesses, but the main thing that pays the bill is what I'm leaving here to do right now. I'm going to go get on this challenge for 4 hours and teach people how to repair, rebuild, restore their own credit. Not because I got a food truck, not because I got a car wash, or I got seven other businesses going. It means that I'm going to take the attention from what's bringing in the income right now. We got to learn how to compartmentalize. Yep. And that's people's problem. If they don't learn to compartmentalize, there's nothing you can do about that.
Agree. But here's the thing.
If your music pays the bills, the music is primary. I'm going to find somebody. I'm going to hire somebody as an operations manager.
Agreed.
Where I can now delegate certain tasks.
She only has 100K.
I just got 100K. You just spent 30, 40, 50,000 of my money on a financial advisor. Like, I'm fucked up already.
So now we have a financial advisor.
Yep.
What can I do with what remains? That's the question. I go and flip that.
I'm not asking you how.
Yeah, everybody's going to flip it the same way.
I know that. That's why I don't want to ask you how. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is that if I just cut Juju a check for 150K signed to me, and I walk in this office right now, and I'm going to my office right there, and I see Juju talking to you, and I come in and be like, yo, what's up, Juju? Oh, it's your man. What's up? Oh, Durant, how you doing? Mm-hmm. And then Juju's like, yeah, he's in here to help me invest my money. I'm looking at him like, nigga, you better get in that motherfucking studio and do what you did to get that $150,000 check so I can get you $1 million check. Mm-hmm. Fuck is you talking about? But so it's like I said, it's taboo.
That's the reality,
that part you won't change. It's gonna always
But that's what I said. But if you had a property, if you had like a I don't know, it's a challenge. I don't know what it is. To me, it's a program or something.
Shit,
that
even an app or something like
something
that.
Something that I could say to somebody, here's a music business finance app or music business finance program. Mm-hmm. So now you at your own size. Because what I will say is that I think that artists now are more afraid than ever to go broke. Like, because going having money and going
to be broke. I've been broke, and I've been rich. Yeah, I will not go back being broke.
Me neither. But what I'm saying is that me not going broke, my way of not going broke wasn't to learn financial literacy. My way of not going broke was to learn how to work harder and do better at my job so I could do whatever I got to do to stay here.
But remember now, we cannot take away the person's superpower. The superpower is what pays the bills.
Right.
Exactly. Right?
The superpower pays the bills. Mm-hmm. So my biasness is because I got rich through financial literacy.
Exactly.
They got rich through music, right? So it's like, okay, you know you got some money. You know now you need to keep the damn money because if not, you're going to lose it and your ass is going to be busted and broken, disgusted. Mm-hmm. How do you prevent yourself from being busted, broken, disgusted? Well, shit, I need to learn how to multiply this. Going to the club, buying bottles and throwing it is not going to do that for me. What will? Maybe if it's $100,000, I find a real estate, a property manager. I get a few Airbnb rentals in a city that I know is popping. And friends that I know that are artists are coming every minute. Maybe I go build a studio because I know 15 other artists that needs to be in a studio. So what if I build my own studio and have them pay me to use my studio? We got to solve people's problem. The problem is, people are not good at solving other people's problem. You want to become rich? Solve other people's problem.
Agreed.
So if I get 100,000, 150,000, and I can only speak for me, I can't speak for the artist right now that's watching this that want to go to the club and throw all of the money.
No, they won't go to the club.
So my point is, I am going to think of, yo, I do this now. What problems are people having? This is how I would think.
I want to jump in because you are one brother, I want you to understand something. You are 1,000,000% correct. But I'm gonna give you me for example. You just said 100,000. I got 100,000 that I could do something with. If somebody said, Ray, give me 100,000, make some passive income. Mm-hmm. I would do it right now. By the way, I've been wanting to do it. You know why I can't do it? Who the hell do I trust? Who do I trust with my money? So
you're gonna have to build a team.
No, but then once again, now you're telling me, go away from what makes you your real money.
To whom much is given, much is required.
I get that.
You want to play the game? You got
to
do what.
But what I'm saying is, I get that. But what I'm saying to you is that I'm a person who actually wants to do it, who will do it, mm-hmm. and I'm finding it difficult to do it mm-hmm. because what I had to learn about it was that if you're not hands on, you're probably gonna get fucked. If you're not hands on,
but at the same time, you might not. You know so the question.
But here's the thing: I can't afford as a man that got that money to lose that $100,000. By might or might not. That's what I'm saying to you. You see what I'm saying?
That's the difference.
Uh-huh.
So you fear losing $100,000. I don't. And the reason why is I lose it, I can make it right back.
Yeah, but you're talking about you, financial literacy guru who understands it. I'm talking about that kid who just got his last $100,000 who don't know better. If
you fear to have money multiply for you, the money will not multiply. What you put out in the universe is what you attract. So if you get tight with the money because you have it, opportunities won't come your way. And even if they do, the fear that you have of losing it will prevent you from taking action.
Agreed.
There is no right or wrong way. Yes, Doreen, you might go buy a food truck and the shit goes up, right? It don't work. All right, back to the drawing board. How do I use the new knowledge that I just acquired to make more money? Like, there is, it's risk. The reason why rich people get so rich is because they take the biggest risks. They're willing to risk that $500, that $1 million, knowing that, damn, I might lose it.
But guess what? They have 10 million.
Not necessarily. I don't have 10 million.
No, I'm saying I've invested in funds. Like, I invested in 250,000 cash in a fund. I've invested in rental properties. I've invested in all of that. Mm-hmm. But where I'm still making my money from mm-hmm. is what I do because I do it. Mm-hmm. The hard part is that you're investing money and you know this. They always say it before you send it, there's a risk that you won't get this back. So now you're like, damn. Like, I get an example. I had a whole lot of money in crypto. Like, I had like 150,000 in crypto just on some bullshit. Mm. And I started looking at it from a standpoint. I'm like, Ray, so you believe in Bitcoin and Ethereum more than you believe in yourself. Mm. And I'm like, how's that?
Because not necessarily.
No, let me tell you why I said that.
That's still a belief.
No, let me tell you why I say that. Because I needed cash flow, and instead of for my business, I put the money in Bitcoin. Saying it's gonna hit a million. I'm gonna get that when it hit a million. But I'm like, nigga, you could take that take 100,000 out of that, put it in yourself, and hit a million, hit 10 million on your own. Right. So it's really hard when it comes to that. That's why I'm asking.
People have to detach from money. First of all, we got to detach from money.
I agree.
Money is just a thing. It's a tool. The reason why people be holding on to the shit like it's their spouses. It's not. Be fruitful and multiply. It can't multiply. It's
I guess I'm asking how. Like I'm with you.
Well, first it's the mindset change. It's the mindset change.
It's the mindset. So,
The major problem is you got to think for Black Americans, you came from slavery from this fact of, and it's still the mentality of after slavery you expecting 40 acres of the mule. Why did they say? But why did they say everybody was like my grandmother, my grandfather, my aunts.
I ain't expecting 40. No, acres
of you from Jamaica?
Right. You're from Jamaica, but they said after slavery, they said post slavery, everybody who was a free slave would get 40 acres and a mule. Why? Mm-hmm. Because 40 acres was supposed to be you have land. I'll give you land, mm-hmm. and I'll give you cattle. You can do something with the cattle. You can do something with the land. Mm-hmm. So that being said, now take that whole mindset and come back to where it's like. We're literally three generations removed from slavery. So this is the most money most of us are seeing for in the first time ever mm-hmm. in our family. So now it's like, I know if I have $100,000, I'm like, all right, yeah, like I need to send you $65,000 to do that. Now I got $35,000. Now I got to bet on myself for that. So it's like, I understand the concept of saying remove yourself from the money, but it's like, it's hard to say that changing the mentality.
But necessarily. So let me give y'all my experience. And I can only speak on mine before we wrap up. The first time I ever sent $6,000 to somebody, right? My whole team told me not to do it. Whole team. See, when you introduce your dream to a small mind, be very careful because it can kill the dream.
Agree.
Absolutely. Right? So when I sent the $6,000 to this dude to teach me marketing, my whole team told me not to do it. You know what happened 90 days later? We made $100,000, right? Mm. All right. The next time I was going to invest $45,000 in a mentorship, same team again told me not to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I learned digital products. I didn't even want to do it. When I sent that money, I threw the phone away and I went to sleep. I'm giving. This is real.
No, yeah. I know.
I've never spent or seen that type of money ever. But I recognize that I needed to learn digital products.
For sure.
This dude, Nehemiah, was the best in the game doing digital products. So I knew that if I learned this digital products, I can make a whole lot of money.
Yep.
That was my belief, my conviction. I wired the money and I threw the phone away and I went to sleep. Woke up the next morning, there was nothing I could do about it. It got sent. Mm-hmm. Good. Now I'm down to zero. Now my back's against the wall. Bro, you need to go work. Every time I see $100,000 or more in any of my accounts, I get nervous. It needs to be spent.
Yes.
Because if it's there, the bank's making money off of it, not me. So my job is to create an asset, buying something that's going to create cash flow from this so I benefit and not the bank. So the next mentorship I drawn was one for $155,000. So y'all see every time I keep risking it more and more, but sure. Every time I made the investment, I made 10 times the amount.
For sure.
So if I had let the fear, and it was, trust me and believe, that motherfucker was there, stop me from doing it, I would have never been where I am right now. You see, I believe in me so much.
I get that.
That when I invest in myself through someone else.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm an artist and you've been down the road, they should be paying you for fucking mentorship. So you have what is called experience that they don't have yet.
I agree.
But we taboo the word mentorship so much and everybody's a fucking scam. Still confused about money. Go ahead. Because when you lose that $100,000, you're not going to know how to make it. Because you didn't make $100,000. You were given $100,000. That's the difference in the education, the system.
Now that's it right there. Now that's what we're trying to get to.
It was given to you. You never knew how to make it. That is why you must take that $100,000 and go learn how to have that $100,000 make more money for you. The process cannot be taken from you. I can lose all the money that I have, the car, everything right now. Give me 30 days. I'm gonna hit 100,000. Just
how?
Just because I know of doing it.
I'm asking, how would you do it? Like, if I'm watching this and I'm home and you hear that, how do you do it?
Well, I know digital products. I know credit. I know entrepreneurship. I know sales and marketing. I know what a funnel is. I know what a lead magnet is. I know how to put a lead out there, how to give a one-time offer, or to give my most incredible free gift. I know how to have them opt in. I know how to bring them to a webinar. I know how to teach them how to repair, rebuild, restore their own credit. I know how to build an 800 credit profile. I know how to leverage that to get 200,000. I know how to buy a food truck, what the state of Georgia requires. And I know how to do Forex trading. I know how to do stock options trading.
So you're a financial guru.
I wouldn't say that.
No, you are. That's
the the money that I made, I invested it back.
No, but I'm saying that's that, like, I feel like I'm a music industry. Like, I know the music industry back and forth. Like, you could tell me, you put me in the room.
So how do you turn that? You know that. How do you turn it now into digital products? How do you turn it into courses? How do you turn it into mentorships?
Well, I lost I didn't even announce it yet. We just launched the community, like, on Saturday for that same reason. So I see the key, but even as I'm talking to you, I understand your side, but
I'm giving you now, this community that you just made, if you have calls with this community and you want me to come in and speak to your community, I will do that for you.
Sure.
This is how we change it.
I agree. My thing is this, is that, brother, like, number one, I want to make it known that I 1,000% agree with you. I'm just focusing on the behaviors of the people we're trying to talk to.
We got to hold them accountable too. Yeah, we can't fucking baby them. They're not babies.
No.
And we can't say they should have, would have, could. No. You have to be responsible for the act. See, we're all self-made. All of us. But only the rich people will admit it. See, we're a sum total of all the decisions we've made in our entire life. And where we are right now is because of the decision that we made. So if you're in a situation or a position that you're in right now that you don't like, guess what? Congratulations, you put yourself there. How do you do it? You need new information. You need to change the way you operate. It's a mindset thing.
Got you. So if the people are watching and they want to interact with you, how what can you do with them, our audience?
So all they need to do, well, few things, right? Decide that being broke, busted, and disgusted is not the way we want to go. That's number one. Number two, don't blow your damn money. Don't do it. Don't blow your money. Think, how can I multiply these funds? Mm-hmm. The next thing is, maybe I need to go find Doreen's Instagram or his YouTube so I can learn some stuff. So go on over to Doreen DeLevante. That's DARAINEDELEVANTE. Go to my Instagram. Go to my YouTube. My free content is better than people's paid content. Stay there. Learn something. Get your mind up. The mind is the battleground. And this is where when people take control of your mind, the way you think, the way you react, they take control over you. Mm. You have to fortify the mind. Read Think and Grow Rich. Go read or listen to the audiobook Outwitting the Devil. Mm. These are things that a person's own self-development is on them. They have to become accountable for their own growth. We can talk all about all the things we never learned, but shit, you're here on this podcast. It means the same way you started watching this episode, it's a fact that it's not the same person that finished the episode.
Agree.
You now have new information. What are you going to do with it? Are you going to just sit with your hands, just clasp like you have no damn sense? Or are you going to say, yo, you know what? Maybe I need to step my game. Maybe if I'm going to become an artist, or I know a deal is coming up in the next few weeks, few months, whatever, maybe I need to go read Think and Grow Rich and Rich Dad Poor Dad and find out some stuff that rich people talked about. Ray Dalio's book, right? Killing Sacred Cows. What did the Rockefellers do? The information is there. It's in books, but nobody wants to read. That's the problem.
If
they don't want to read, there's nothing I can do for you. I'm not here to baby no adult. We have to become accountable. First of all, I wasn't born here. Mm-hmm. Second thing, I was broke, busted, and disgusted. Third thing is I came here working at $7.25 at Dairy Queen and $8.50 at Five Guys. So talk about being broke. I've been there, and I ain't going back.
Mm-hmm.
What changed was the fact that I want more. I need more. I did not come from a rich family, but one's coming from me. And those are the things that I said. So if I'm going to go down that road, I must know what rich people know. So I started Googling rich people. What books did they write? They write, they're like telling people about everything they've done.
Yeah.
But not everybody's going to read. And that's why they will always be in the position of, I don't want to say it that way. They will always be in the position that they're at because now they're at the mercy of somebody else because they
agreed.
Need something from somebody else.
I think that I understand it now. What you're saying, and the best way to speak to our community of people, what you're saying is you're speaking on development.
We have to develop.
Yeah, but with your, I'm going to challenge you right now. Just going to challenge you right now. I'm for the people there, give if you had to say Deranged, five things you have to do for self-development.
Mm-hmm.
What are they? I know reading is one.
Oh,
right?
It's fundamental.
So reading is number one.
Reading.
Okay.
Podcasting. So if they're an artist, right? I imagine they're going to listen to music. And I tell people, because I don't listen to music, I replace it with audiobooks. I am constantly learning every day. But if you have to, because it's your profession, create the time. Let's dedicate an hour a day to a podcast like this. Let me tune in for an hour in a room just listening to something like this to educate, elevate my mind, to put me on another level, right? Let's go talk about going to the, let me go to the bank. What type of products do they have? Tell me about what you have that I can use to grow.
So I want to make sure I'm keeping up with it. So number one is read.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is take. So you would say an hour to read, an mm-hmm. hour to podcast, mm-hmm. and then number three is go to a financial institution,
that's where
the bank,
money is.
And ask them what?
Learn what are their requirements to get into money. So get in personal loans, get in business credit cards. They're going to, if you ask them, what do I need to get, they will tell you.
So those are three.
Right? The next thing is mentorship. Who is doing what I want to do and they're very successful at
and paying for that mentorship if you
well,
have to.
Whether it's free, because not everybody can come up with the money right off the jump, but they got free stuff somewhere. Let me go on their Instagram.
Yeah, YouTube, your Instagram. My Instagram, yeah, you, my
you,
YouTube.
You see where
yeah.
I'm going
sure.
with this? There's something, but if you don't seek, you won't find. If you don't knock, it won't open, right? So where we at now? Number
four? No, that's four. So the fourth one is the fourth one.
Mentorship.
The fifth one is what?
So the fifth one is belief, bro.
Mm.
Belief. Dude, I believe in me more than anything or anybody else. I am my biggest fan. I am my biggest cheerleader.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people will think that this money-making stuff is easy. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
Money is going to speak to you, and you have to learn how to tell money no.
Mm.
Because when it wants you to spend it, you have to say no. You're for an investment.
Yep.
I told you I want a Lamborghini real bad. You know how many times I had to tell myself no? I bought this Rolex, right? And all my friends had a Rolex.
Mm-hmm.
And I refused to buy one. I was still wearing my Gucci watch.
Mm-hmm.
I refused to buy one until it made sense for me. Right? It needed to make sense. So I bought it. It became a tax write-off. That's why every time I'm speaking, I'm going to show it. If the IRS comes and asks me what about
this
money.
It matches a red jacket, everything. I see it.
The brand colors. You see his red face. My brand is red, black. Right? So it needs to make sense.
Absolutely.
It's a part of my image. It's a part of my likeness. So it makes sense.
So the five things, because what you're saying,
costume,
talking to me, I get it. I'm always, I think the frustrating part for me is always, like I always say, everybody want to be rich, but nobody want to do nothing about it. Everybody want to be a millionaire, but nobody's going to do the work it takes. Now, they'll work, but the biggest part of the work that you have to do in order to go from poor to rich is change your mentality and your behavior.
Without that, nothing works.
But that's exactly, I know that. You know that because we're two people that was once working at a fast food restaurant that became millionaires, right? So we understand that. But the people at home, they still think that we have a secret. And to me,
it's no secret.
Right.
It's no damn secret. Change the way you think. New life comes from a new mind, a new way of looking at yourself. If you start to look at yourself differently, the things you look at will also change. So if you change the things you look at, the things you look at will also change.
Because
that's why when I read things, what I get from when I read is different from what everybody else gets.
And I'm going to say this. You are the same person that worked at Dairy Queen and Five Guys that you are now. You look the same. You are the same. The only difference is that you change your mentality.
The old me had
to die. And that's and same for me, by the way.
Had to kill
so
the dude.
For the people at the house, so if you're watching this, the most important thing, or you listening to this, the most important thing is stop looking outside for the answers because all the answers are inside.
We were
change
made
you.
In the image and likeness of a creator. Yep. Everything that you need is already inside of you. The people that bring it out are the people that recognize that there's more that I need to contribute. And when you start asking yourself, what can I do?
Mm-hmm.
The answers will come. But the easiest thing for somebody to say is, I can't do this. I don't have the money. I don't have the time. Well, I keep being broke, busted, and disgusted.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's that. I don't, because the person that talks like that person not going to go nowhere.
Where?
Like, I don't have no time. Like, the person that says that, we know that person not going nowhere. You got to make time. You got to make effort.
Yeah, but they keep telling themselves, remember, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So if they keep telling themselves they don't have time, they will never have it. You will never have time. Time goes regardless if you do nothing
time
or not.
Time stops
what
for no man.
What you do with it is what makes the difference.
Okay, so we have this. We're going to skip making a cut for time issues. But what I want to do with you, by the way, what's the name of your company?
Which one?
The credit company.
All right. So it's Consumer Law Secrets LLC.
Okay, Consumer Law Secret.
Mm-hmm.
So we do this part of the show called Credit Check. By the way, we've been looking for a sponsor for this part. We do it on every show. Your company should sponsor it because
credit.
Because I hate when people say give somebody their flowers.
Well, if it makes sense.
No, I'm being funny on that, but I'm saying just I have to throw it out there.
I don't have a sense of humor.
Okay.
I'm one
of
those dudes.
So you said, oh, you have a sense of humor?
Sense of humor.
No, so listen. So what we do is we like to ask our guests before we wrap to give us 2 to 3 unsung heroes that they want to give credit to.
Unsung heroes.
That played a role in you becoming who you became. And you just want to give them a shout out and give them credit.
Napoleon Hill, Robert Kiyosaki, Grant Cardone.
So those guys are the guys changed. By the way.
Those are my foundation.
Those are your mentors.
This person here came from those three.
I love that you said that. I got to stop. Have you ever met one of them? Have you ever kicked it with any of them?
Grant. I'm yet to meet Robert. Napoleon Hill died already.
Okay, so the point is that you found three mentors that were your mentors before you met them.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to say that because people,
that's what you want to establish.
No. That's not what I want to establish. But when you said it, I'm like, because I always tell people like mentor me, Ray. I'm like, why do you want me to mentor you? Everything I would say to you, I said on my podcast. Mm-hmm. You just really want special treatment. No.
No, you got to pay for that.
You got to go get that.
No. Yeah. We ain't doing no. You got to pay for that. You know how valuable your time is?
Trust me, I know.
When you lose time, you cannot get it back. And I'm supposed to give it to you for free? I don't know what you're smoking, but we ain't smoking the same thing.
Can I tell you why we charge for our community? I'm glad you said that. Then I'm going to let Tamir ask the last question. Here's why I charge.
When they pay attention.
No. I was about to say that. Yeah, but that's when somebody tell you like how you drive a rental car, you drive a rental car like it's like a
hit the speed bumps like it ain't shit,
whatever the matter, because it's not yours. Mm-hmm. But if you pay for that, you're gonna treat it like it's yours. Yeah, so sometimes you have to pay because that's for you to respect your process. Because if you paying and wasting your time, I don't care. But you ain't gonna pay him. You're not gonna waste my time because I got paid.
The best is not the cheapest. The cheapest is not the best.
I feel like you've been hanging out with Don Vito. Tamara, last question.
Can I ask one more question before we wrap, please? Can you give me like 2 to 3 investments or assets that someone can get that's under 10K?
So it's the greatest asset is themselves. So find a mentorship or a mastermind
under
10K. Something that you want to do.
Of course.
It's got to be something that you want to do. Because that thing now, you learn how to take it and make it a product. You can start an e-com store for less than that, right? Mm-hmm. You can go learn how to trade stock options for less than that. Mm-hmm. And I have friends that make $20,000 off a stock market in like 10 minutes.
You got to invest in yourself.
Yep.
That's the sauce. And people think that the secret is in a vault locked up somewhere in the Federal Reserve. That's not even a bank. If y'all don't know that. It's not a bank.
Right.
Anyway.
That's another story.
Right? That's a whole nother story. But the greatest investment you will ever make is an investment in yourself. People sleep on themselves. They underestimate what they have the potential and the power to do. And they think that they should just turn themselves over to somebody else to do it.
And to be honest with you, that is the most important thing that was said today for everyone that watches. I think we should start with that clip. Because if I'm watching this, you know you're dealing with low vibrational people. You know you're dealing with poor people. People have excuses. And the first thing we got to start off is saying, if you have an excuse, this is not for you.
Mm-hmm. I saw something in your office. What does it say? Excuse is not a down payment.
Mm. Exactly.
I think that's what it says, right?
You can't deposit excuses.
Yeah, there we go. You cannot deposit excuses. So if they want to keep depositing excuses in their life, it's the reason why they're broke, busted, and disgusted.
Agreed.
If we start to deposit assets, information, self-development, books, podcasts, innovation, forward thinking.
Agreed.
Your whole life will change.
That's what I want to do. Tamir.
Do you consider yourself, this is the God Show. It stands for goats and underdogs. Do you consider yourself a goat or an underdog?
Both.
Oh.
Because they slept on me when in the beginning, and now these same motherfuckers right now want my stuff for free.
Ooh. Mm. Well, I'm going to tell you, you are a GOAT. So to go from working at Dairy Queen to becoming a millionaire with your own ability, you better, can we clap? Let's celebrate
that. In a few years, too.
I wasn't the only one that contributed to this, though. Robert Kiyosaki did. Tom Wheelwright did. Grant Cardone did. Napoleon Hill did. All the books.
T. Harv Eker. He did that for me, too.
Plus all the coaches, all the mentors. There's so many people that contribute, people that I've not met, that I'm yet to meet, right? We are all self-made, but only the rich will admit it.
Well, I want to make sure everybody watching this, go follow Duraine, watch his YouTube. You can't get in the way of excuses. And the information is free for you to go see. You just got to do it. Now, if you want to interact on the mentorship program or anything, that's different. But don't do that until you're ready. And you're ready to apply. Mm-hmm. But shout out to our sponsors, Yoko Vodka. Shout out to Two Loss Distribution. Shout out to Tote and Carry. And shout out to you, my brother, because
appreciate it.
You are a superhero out here. Mm-hmm. And the hard part is that people like superheroes to save them. Like, Superman is going to come save us. But you're really trying to show people how to be their own Superman. And to me, I don't think there's nothing more noble than that.
Well, you give a man a fish.
Yeah.
He eats for the day.
Yeah, I want people that can fish for themselves. So we thank you for being on the show.
Appreciate
this
it.
Is the God Show, and we are out.
Thank you.
What's the? Oh,
your community. You got it.
Okay. What? Hey, when
ready?
Yeah. We'll start what about. Am I saying now? Okay, cool. And for everybody watching, if you want to be in the business, you want to interact with me, you want to do those things, join my community. It's called the Dreamers Community. We're going to be doing a whole lot of dope activations. We're going to be giving opportunities. We're going to be giving you chances to make money, chances to change your life, but also give you chances to keep and maintain your money for the rest of your life. So I would join the community if I was you knowing what I know. If I had something like this 20 years ago, I'd probably be worth 20 times what I am. But now you have it, so it's your chance. But if you don't do it,
that's on you.
Let's go.
Slow feet don't eat.
Slow feet.
It's the God Show. We are out.
What's the name of this restaurant? I'm still on that. No, this is.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.